Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Speak Truth Broadcast, where we seek to give biblical answers to life's everyday questions. And today, what I want to speak to you about is what's going on with the Vatican concerning the Catholic Church. Now, the Catholic Church is at it once again. What I mean by that is this, is that the Catholic Church has had a history of twisting truth and perverting Scripture. It was Luther, Martin Luther, the Protestant reformer, who first sought to reform the Catholic Church from within when he became overly frustrated by the false teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. For example, in the 1500s, they were promoting their sale of indulgences. The theme of that day was when a coin in the coffer rings, a soul from purgatory springs. And so the Catholic Church was teaching and promoting the sale of indulgences. If someone could give a certain amount of money, then they could buy their way or buy time off of purgatory. Also, their corruption was seen in their belief of papal authority or apostolic succession, believing that the Pope is in the apostolic line or of the apostles, which is not true and which is also false. And so the sale of indulgences, or papal authority, these are all things, and I can name others. Transubstantiation, their view of the Eucharist or the Lord's Supper, their works-based salvation, the seven sacraments, all these things are corruptions of the truth. When a Catholic celebrates Mass, they believe that Christ himself is being crucified all over again. And through the Eucharist, their belief in what is known as transubstantiation, that the bread literally becomes the body of Christ and the wine literally becomes the blood of Christ. And they believe that this is one of the sacraments that's essential for your salvation, such as marital union within the Catholic Church, extreme unction, which is last rites. And these are just a few things that the celibacy of the priest, these are things that the Catholic Church teaches that are based upon tradition and not from the Word of God. Now, we've known the corruption of the Roman Catholic Church for hundreds of years now. Their corruption is obvious. It was the Puritans and the Reformers who believed that Babylon, the harlot in the Book of Revelation, they believed was the Catholic Church. Now, for many years when I studied the Book of Revelation, I thought, well, of course they thought that back then, preceding the Reformation and thus after the Reformation. But is that view still widely held today, that the Catholic Church is the perversion of the harlot that we see in the Book of Revelation? Is the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, is it the Antichrist? Well, for many years, I struggled with that reality. I could understand why the Reformers and Puritans believe that. I didn't necessarily believe that, but I'm starting to believe that. And the reason I'm starting to believe that is because, once again, the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, Pope Francis, once again, they are continuing on with their perversions, which have characterized them throughout their history, which resulted in the Protestant Reformation. But they're at it once again. This time, it's not the sale of indulgences. This time, it's the blessing of same-sex marriages or same-sex unions. Let me read to you from, this is from CNN, okay, an article. And it says this: Pope Francis formally permitted Roman Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples on Monday and a significant shift in the church's approach to the LGBTQ people. The blessings may be carried out providing they are not part of a regular church rituals or liturgies, nor at the same time as a civil union, according to a Vatican document approved by the Pope. So as you see there, the Vatican and Pope Francis have spoken and have made it a part of their practice to bless same-sex couples. Again, they do not see this as being equivalent to marriage. The Catholic Church still believes that marriage is between one man and one woman. However, they have taken a step, a gross step, towards sin and compromise by blessing same-sex couples. Now, we know what this is. This is a step to eventually performing same-sex marriages. Of course, Pope Francis does not want to come out and say that, but this is the direction they're going. And as a matter of fact, when you bless a same-sex couple, you're asking for God's blessing on that couple. You're asking for God to bless the union between two men. And the union between two men in Scripture is forbidden by God. It is it's an affront to God. It is a sin. It is condemned by God. Homosexuality, lesbianism, these are all condemned by God and in Scripture. God is clear about this. Also, when we study the book of Genesis, in Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, we clearly see that God Himself has ordained marriage, and He ordained marriage between one man and one woman. One man and one woman. Marriage is between one man and one woman. We see that in Scripture plainly. We also see the condemnation of homosexuality throughout the Bible. We see it in, Romans chapter 1 is one clear example, and there are many others. Paul spoke about this gross sin on many occasions. So for the Catholic Church to say that it's okay for priests to bless same-sex couples is blasphemy. It is an affront to God. It is antichrist. My prayer is that if you are a Roman Catholic, that you will have your eyes opened to the perversion that's taking place through Roman Catholicism. And I pray that you would repent and come to the truth of the gospel and trust in Christ as your Lord and Savior. Marriage is between one man and one woman for all of eternity. It is a covenant where God is invoked as a witness. And shame on Pope Francis and the Roman Catholic Church for thinking that God would be pleased with blessing same-sex couples. It's an abomination, and it will incur the wrath of God. Now, for the rest of my audience, let us remember that we are not to determine marriage or even the blessing of couples based upon culture. We are to base marriage and the blessing upon couples upon the Word of God. And the relationships that God blesses are marital relationships between one man and one woman who are seeking to love God with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love their neighbor as themselves. Well, thank you for tuning in today. Pray for the Roman Catholic Church. Pray for their repentance. Pray for God to continue to expose their darkness. Pray for reform and revival. And let's continue to be faithful to the gospel. Until we meet again, serve the King.